mute. Mute all. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Nun Tes. And we're holding the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Beis, and we're continuing to talk about the Inyan of Medida. Medida, as you recall, means to measure out the Tchum outside of the outskirts of a city. So says the Mishnah, Ein Moideden Ela Min HaMumcha. You can't just take anybody that volunteers to be the surveyor and the measurer. It has to be a professional. Rashi says he's got to be a baki b'medida. In other words, he does this on a regular basis professionally. He measures and surveys the meets and bounds of various properties, so he knows how to go and measure. Fine. Says the Mishnah, what happens? The Reba l'mokim echad u'miyet l'mokim acher. What is that referring to? We start off with our squared off city. We are now moving ahead 2,000 amas to the north, and of course you move to the northeast side 2,000 amas, and the northwest side you move 2,000 amas. And after the two surveyors who are holding this chevel of 50 amas between them, after they finished the right side, that's the northeast, they move over to the northwest and they do their surveying again. And then after they finish their survey, they presumably put a post in the ground, ad kan mokum hatchum. They put another post on the other side, and then they notice something strange. That one post, one pole, is 5 or 10 or 20 amis further down than the other one. Seems like there must have been a boo-boo, must have been a mistake. I mean, how could it be? They measured out 2,000 amis on the right, 2,000 amas on the left, and the one on the right comes out another 5 or 10 amas. So says the Mishnah, if this were to happen, shoyimin l'mokim shariba, then we're going to go and give uniform the greater tchum and not the lesser tchum. And the reason for that is, as the Mishnah is going to conclude, because the whole inyan of tchumin, according to us, is midrabanan, and therefore the rabbanan were very makel and said, you know what, as long as one of the two measures is kosher, even if the other measure is a little bit, not kosher, if one of the two measures happens to be a little bit further and the second one happens to be a little bit less, we're going to go and follow the one that is further to give everybody an additional break when they are walking on Shabbos. We're going to see in the Gemara what happens if there's a major disparity. For instance, this one on the right is twice 500 amos more than the one on the left. Would you still say then that we're going to give you the benefit of the additional 500 amas on the left? We're going to talk about that in Mi'at Hashem in the Gemara. And now the Mishnah seems to repeat itself again. Let's look quickly again at the Lashon HaMishnah. Riba l'mokim echad u'miyet l'mokim acher. One side is further on, one side is less. Shoyimin l'mokim shariba. That's what we just concluded. And then the Mishnah continues, Riba li echad u'miyet li echad shoyimin l'meruba. Rabbi say, aren't we repeating ourselves? We just said that. So Yomar is going to ask. Finally, the Mishnah tells us, "Vafilu eved afilu shivcha ne'emonim loimer ad kan tchum Shabbos." Person is walking out on Shabbos. He's not sure where the tchum ends. There's an eved of shivcha around and say, "Hey, Billy, Willie, Nancy, Sally, can you tell me where the tchum ends?" And they say, "You're right over there, another across the street, a little bit further on." They are believed. Why are they believed? The whole Indian of Tchumen is only a Chumad Rabbanan. It's therefore the same Rabbanan that added this additional layer of Tchum. They were Mekel and said that anybody that has 2 cents who knows what he's talking about, you can rely on. You don't need a Teiris Eidus of 2 kosher witnesses. Even an Eved, even a Shivcha is believed. So Zok Yimar, we're now on top of Nun Tes Amid Aleph. Says the Mishnah, L'mokim shariba en L'mokim shamiyat loy. When the Mishnah started off, it said that if there is a discrepancy between one side of the tchum measure and the other side of the tchum measure, that you can go and follow the side which is riba l'mokim echad, the one that gives you a little bit more, another 2 amas, another 5 amas. you can go in accordance with that measure. So the Gemara is medayik. It sounds like that's the only one which is effective. The other one, the Mokim Shemiyat, kind of is excluded. That we ignore it because obviously a boo-boo was made. Freit Dimora, that doesn't seem to make sense. Rashi says, Halo yesh b'chlal masayim mana. If we're allowing for you to go and follow and walk all the way to the larger shear, certainly you're allowed to go and walk all the way to the lesser shear. So why would it say in the Mishnah that you can only go the Makim Shariba? So Dimora nein, eima af le Makim Shariba. Add the word af in our Mishnah, and therefore what it's telling us is, not only are you allowed to walk on Shabbos all the way to the Mokoyim Hamiut, the shorter path, but you're even allowed to go further on the other side, the Mokoyim Shariba. And as the Mishnah told us, not only on the other side, but even on the Mokoyim Shemiut, you're allowed to go further because you want that the Erev should be consistent on both sides. So therefore, the Diuk is not to exclude Mokim Shemiyat, but rather to emphasize that in both sides, both on the right and on the left, you're allowed to go the maximum of these two, in other words, the greater of the two surveys of the two sides. But then the Mishnah continued on, Riba li'echad or mi'et li'echad. If one was Marib and one was Memayit, again you follow the Riba. And we already asked in the Mishnah, Hasu lomali, hainu hach, aren't we just being duplicative and repetitive? We're just saying the same thing again. It's redundant. We already said that if one is greater and one is lesser, you follow the greater. As a freit the Gemara. And for the Gemara, hachikama, riba echad umiyat echad. Not riba li echad. Riba echad umiyat echad. Meaning, says Rashi, what happens if you have two individuals who are involved in doing the survey. One of them is working on the right side of the tchum, and one is working on the left side of the tchum. They both come back with reports, and the one on the right side turns out to be further along than the one on the left side. Shoyim lezeh shariba, we go and listen to the one that gives you more tchum, not the one that gives you less tchum. So therefore the difference between the two cases in the Mishnah is, the first case in the Mishnah was that Barry loves these terms, Gavra and Chefza. The first one was talking about the Chefza, meaning that the right part of the Tchum jutted out further than the left side of the Tchum after they did their survey and their measuring. We follow the right side because that's the one that's further on. If you're talking about two individuals, Yankel and Beryl, Yankel did a survey, Beryl did a survey, Yankel's survey goes a little further than Beryl's survey, we follow Yankel. All of that is because, like we said in the Mishnah, because the Inyan of Tchumen, according to our Mishnah, is Draban. Omer Abaye, Ubavach lo yar bi yoysen mimida so'ir bi alach soina. What is Abaye referring to? Bai is referring to the fact that you cannot just leave the floodgates open totally, because what would happen if, for instance, Yankel did his survey and he comes up with his 2,000 amas, Beryl does his survey of the 2,000 amas, and Yankel's survey is 1,000 amas more than Beryl's survey. Not just 3 amas or 10 amas or 12 amas. A huge difference. And the obvious question is, will we still go after the larger measure? I mean, after all, at some point you got to say, somebody made a major boo-boo, and they wrote the numbers down incorrectly. It just doesn't make sense. 1,000 amas more, come on, give me a break. So Abaye says that the maximum discrepancy that you can have is a mistake in the alach sign. What does that mean, a mistake in the alach sign? So you'll recall that we've already learned this numerous times in our parak, that when you are making the tchum, not only are you getting the benefit of 2,000 by 2,000, but you're also getting the zavios. Zavios means the corners. Now, what does it mean that you get the corners? Because if you were to go and take a circular tchum, that would be a real, authentic 2,000 amas in each direction, because you have a circle around the city. Wherever you go, you get a diameter or radius of the 2,000 amas, wherever you're going. Okay, but what now, if you're squaring off your tchum, so then you're allowing for more than just the circular tchum. You're allowing a person to go into the corners of each one of the square tchumen where you would normally have the circle. And as we've said already a number of times, that whenever you have a circle which is inscribed or inserted in the middle of a square, that meruba yeser ala igul revia, you always get a quarter more. And that's why when we spoke about these tchumen, you have 2,000 amis to the north and 2,000 amis to the east or to the west. Now, what about your alach sign? Your alach sign would be your diagonal or hypotenuse. Question is, how long is that? Okay, so based on a squared plus b squared equals c squared, if one side is 2, in our case 2,000, but you can drop the 2,000, just 2. Bottom is 2. Okay, so 2 times 2 is 4. On the bottom, 2 times 2 is 4. A squared plus b squared. 4 plus 4 is 8. So c squared equals 8. So how much is c? It's the square root of 8. Square root of 8 is approximately 2.8. Because if you were talking about the square root of 9, it would be 3. Since we're talking about the square root of 8, it's a little bit less. It's 2.8. David Fishman told us last time it's 2.828. In other words, 2,828 amas. But we don't need to go into that level of precision because the Gemara kind of just either rounds it up or rounds it down. And in our case, they round it down. And therefore, the difference between the circle in terms of the area and the square is a difference of 800. Okay, so you could learn pshat that what Abaye is saying is that the difference between surveyor 1 and surveyor 2, between Yankel and Beryl, can be up to a maximum of 800 amas. Why 800 amas? Because one surveyor did 2,000 on each side. And the other said, no, 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 don't forget about the alachsoy. And he made the 800 in addition. So that l'choyre would be the difference between the two, 800. However, the Oscro learns it a little bit differently. And that is, not that we are starting off with squaring the square 2,000 on one side, 2,000 on the other side, and your alachsin is 2,800, and this poor fellow, the second surveyor, who didn't know all of the halachas, they were both experts at surveys, because they were mumchim in surveying, like Rashi said. It's got to be baki b'medida. But one of them knew this secret about the alachsin, about the diagonal or the hypotenuse, and the other one didn't. So you could learn that that's the difference of 800, but the Art Scroll says that the difference is a difference of 585. How do you get to 585? He works it backwards. And maybe it's not clear to me from the Rashi, but it could very well be that that's what Rashi means as well. And that is, the person who's doing the measuring, he is first measuring the alach sign. And he put the alachsin, again, the diagonal, at 2,000. That's your c squared. If that's the 2,000, then by definition, the a squared and the b squared has got to be something less. And how much is that something less? It would be 1,415 on each side. In other words, since we are establishing that the hypotenuse, the alachsin, is 2,000, let's make it simple, 2. So the square root of 2 would be 1.4 times 1.4, or with more precision, 1.415, and the other side would be 1.415, or 1.414, 1.414. We're just rounding it up to 1.415. And that being the case, if you are in fact starting off making your alach sign first, and you establish that as being the 2,000, so then now when you're drawing your square around the diagonal, guess what? Instead of having 2,000 on each side, you're only going to have 1,415 on one side and 1,415 on the other side. And now you have your diagonal of 2,000. The other person, however, knew the rules and he said, no, no, no. You don't go and start off with the alachsin, you go and start off with the sides, and the sides have got to be 2,000, and therefore your alachsin is going to be 2,800. All right, so Let's now talk about each individual side. If the first person's side is 1,415 amas, and the other person's side is 2,000 amas, the difference between 2,000 and 1,415 is a difference of 585 amas. Therefore, what Abaye is saying is, if Yankel comes up with a tchum, and you see that his tchum ends at X place, Beryl comes up with his tchum, and you see that it's at Y, and you look to yourself, wow, this is not just a difference of 5 amas or 10 amas, there's a major difference over here. And you measure the difference, and you see that it comes out to a maximum of 585 amas, then you say to yourself, it's not that Yankel is the great expert in surveying as opposed to Beryl. It's just that Yankel knew the halacha that you start with the sides first. 2,000 on this side, 2,000 on that side. And then you get your halach sign of 2,800. Beryl didn't know that because he didn't learn Ardaf. 7 o'clock was just too early for him. He said, I can't learn so early in the morning. Not like our dedicated audience here, Baruch Hashem. And therefore, when he did his measuring, he did the alachsin first, and he put 2,000 at an angle, and therefore the sides of the box are going to be 14, 15. Oh, that is the reason for the discrepancy. But if it's anything more than 585, if it's 600, 615, 630, no good, says Abaye, that would be the maximum discrepancy that we would allow for riba echad umiyet hu acher. Omer Abaye, make sure the discrepancy between the two is not more than the 585 that we just described. It should be either something minimal, like 5 or 10 or 20 amis discrepancy, or on the other side of the equator, 585. If in fact the discrepancy was 250 or 300, even though that's less than 585, l'chorah, there's nothing you can be told at it. Why would there be such a major discrepancy? So l'chorah, one should say that that should also not be acceptable. But again, Abaye doesn't address that. Abaye only addresses the maximum discrepancy, which would be the 585, the difference between the 2,000 on each side of the square and the 1415 on each side of the square. Continue with the marsh. Omru chachamas adov l'hachmir el l'hokel. In the Braisa, we had just the opposite. In our Mishnah, that you can go and rely on even an Eved, and even on a Shivcha, and even on the greater survey, not on the lesser survey. Why, said the Mishnah? Because the Chachamim didn't say the halacha of Tchumen Lahachmir, Elo Lihokel. But there's a Braisa that says just the opposite. Make up your mind. Omer Ravina says really the two work in tandem. Loi the hakel of the Torah and the hachmer of the Torah. Chumen de Rabbanan. What Ravina says is that the two prices are really saying the same thing, and that is the dinet chumen are mid Rabbanan, and therefore the whole Indian that makes sure not to go beyond the chum de Rabbanan. So our Mishnah says that loi omer chachamim is double hachmer the hakel. Rabbinic in nature, the Chacham said, okay, if you have a suffix, one is longer, one is shorter, take the kula, because after all, suffix is in the hakel is Rabbanan. The second price is saying is, the reason why we're being makel is because the whole thing of Tchumen is the Rabbanan and not the Araisa. By Amr Chacham is double the hakel Rahmed, they added a layer of Chumrah, and therefore, since it's totally Rabbanan in nature, you can go and be makel. Now, we've discussed this in the past, that Yerushalmi says that up to 12 mil is the Araisa, meaning that you would be allowed to walk on Shabbos up to 12 mil, but if you go beyond 12 mil, then that would be cursed. The reason why the Chumri Yerushalmi says 12 mil is remember we had the other day in the Gemara, the whole Machne of Yisrael, in the times of the Midbar, was Sholish Parsa of Sholish Parsa. Every parsa is 4 mil. That's 12 mil by 12 mil. So Yishami says that in HaToyra you're allowed to walk 12 mil. With Rabbanan you're only allowed to walk 2,000 amas, which is 1 mil. The Mephoshim talking about what is Babli hold. Rather than the second state of the anywhere about this 12 mil cheshbon. Rashi over here seems to be clearly holding that there is no such concept or principle according to the Bali. If you look at the Rashi, Rashi is approximately 10 lines into the narrow lines on the right hand side. Rashi, look at the Hakel al Dibrei Torah. According to the Torah, there is no Isser whatsoever. Not 1 mil, not 10 mil, not 100 mil, zero. No Gaza, it's a Chacham that came up with this new concept of Chum. Okay. Last few blat and the last few mishnayos, and we've been talking about measuring, and that's measuring the tumen. Now our mishnah, the Gemara today, we get off a little bit on another subject, and the subject we're going to talk about now is not the tumen of being able to go and walk, but the eruvin that we make for purposes of being able to carry within a city, the eruvin chatzeiro, as opposed to. And what our mission tells us is a very, very important principle. And that is, there is something known as a Rishus Rab D'Oraisa, and not what we call the Rishus Rab. And the Rishus Rab D'Oraisa, as we see in the Hashem in the Gemara, and Rashi amplifies, has three basic conditions and criteria. Number one, that the city has 600,000. It doesn't have to be 600,000 residents. It could even be 600,000, including business people and visitors and tourists and peddlers, that there's traffic of 600,000 in this town or in this city. That's requirement one. Requirement number two is that the size, the width of the Rishus Rabim has to be 16 amas wide or greater. Number three, it's got to be foolish. States done. It means if you're talking about a major city where there are over 600,000 people that either live or are traveling, so then the major thoroughfare, the Rishus Rabim that we're talking about, has to go from one end of the city to the other end of the city, and it has to act as a almost like a highway that connects the city to other cities. Not that actual. Take Manhattan and you have Broadway. If Broadway starts all the way at the bottom, the tip of Manhattan at the south, and goes all the way to the north, and then after Manhattan ends, it continues on both sides. There are entrances on both sides. So people can get into Manhattan both from the north and from the south. That would be Rush Mishnei Tzadok. Like thinking of a moment of Rush, here we're talking about a Rush Sarabim, a Rush that would make a full-fledged Rishus Rabim. So again, over 600,000 more, 60 amas wide, and the footage is open in both sides. In such cases, it's extremely difficult to go and make an Eruv, and in fact, the Chachamim in the Gemara Nehamet Beis hold that you cannot make an Eruv. When we say you cannot make an Eruv, you can't make an Eruv the way that we are used to by putting up Tzuras HaPesach, or a Lechi, or a Korah. What you can do is you can build a wall. You can go and make real mechitzas, not deemed or virtual mechitzas, real wall. So, if you have a city like Yerushalayim, and you have a wall site, now that's considered to be converted your Rishus Rabim into a permissible area for carrying. You haven't taken away Rishus Rabim, over 600,000, but it would be permissible. And if you remember, we had the Gemara before, the question whether it has to be Dalzois Nin Olois Falayim. I mean, every single night that they actually close the doors, and now really close up Rishus Rabim to convert it temporarily into a quasi Rishus Hayim. Okay. There's another concept that our Mishnah mentions, or at least that Rashi mentioned in interpreting our Mishnah, and that is Shtakach Toiras Eiv. Shtakach Toiras Eiv means that if you're going to have a large city like Manhattan, or a large city like Paris, or in the pre-war Europe, Warsaw, we had not only hundreds of thousands, but millions of people. And you're going to allow people to go and carry on Shabbos by putting up Erevin, there is a concern that people will forget that there is even an Isser of carrying on Shabbos. They won't have that Musik. They won't even know that there is an Isser, because every child will say, since I was born, I always carried my talis, my father's talis to shul, and I became a mitzvah. I carried my sinner to shul, or whatever. People are just used to carrying on Shabbos because isn't an Erev from day one. So, Shloitishtakach, Tzoydes Erev, our Mishnah is going to tell us we have to do certain hekerim, certain simonim, that people should go and remember there is an Erev. I remember when I was a kid, we had a very, very choshel yid from Yerushalayim, of David Weinberg's friend, very and he was in shul on Shabbos, and it started raining outside. Nobody in shul was going to put the plastic over their hat, because as I'm sure all of you know, the Moshe held that wearing a plastic covering over a hat is prohibited on Shabbos. Therefore, that's not salvage, and it's carrying on Shabbos. Walk for Amish. You're over on Hilkis. This is David Weinberg's friend. Very, very cautious. He came to shul, and he was leaving shul. He was going to put the plastic over his hat. And everybody in shul was astounded. How could that be? Everybody knows that you're not allowed to go and wear the plastic over the hat on Shabbos. And the answer is, because he was a Yelid Yerushalayim, lived in Yerushalayim from his birth until that point, he was probably in his 60s or whatever, and he never had to worry about carrying on Shabbos, because there's an Erev in Yerushalayim that everybody uses, with the exception of a couple of machmirim, but 99% of all the populace carries on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, and he was among them. So it would never dawn upon him that there might be a problem of putting plastic, because it's himself. Additionally, Mishdaka, applies that if you have a community with data from day one to the next 100 years, then kids that are brought up, no problem carrying. And then when they move to Ohio or Idaho or somewhere else, they carry freely on Shabbos, even though there's no Eder. Yes, they start. What are you talking about? My shul are only Erlachim, people were Nizer, Kechuta, Sarah, and every single halach in the Torah, but they just don't know. That's the Inyan Shloit Tishtakach Teres Erev. On the west side, as in other communities, they use this Shloit Tishtakach Teres Erev that they close up the Erev, or at least advise the Olam one Shabbos a year. On the west side, for instance, they advise everybody that the Thanksgiving Day weekend that the Erev is down. And in fact, the Erev is cut as a result of the Macy's parade, where they have all these big, big balloons. And those big balloons, they knock out the Tzuras of Pesach, and therefore they always announce before Thanksgiving Day weekend that the Erev is down the Shabbos. Make sure not to go and carry the Shabbos. And part of that is based on, or perhaps the whole Inyan is based on, not only the physicality that the Tzuras of Pesach is down, they want everybody to realize you're carrying only because there's an Erev. So if you move to a community where there is no Erev, don't carry. So that's the basis of the major halacha we'll see at the end of the Mishnah. So, with this brief hakdama, let's start the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Ir shel yochid v'nasis shel rabbi. You have an ir that was previously a small city. Rashi says it means that there were less than 600,000 people. It was only 250,000, only 300,000. And then over time it grew in nasis shel rabbi. Now it's over 600,000. Ma'arvin is kula. You're allowed to make an Erev over the entire city from beginning to end. You don't have to leave out any neighborhoods. We'll talk about this more at the end of the Mishnah. On the other hand, Bisholram v'nasi shol yochid, what happens if it was a city that originally was populated by over 600,000? It doesn't have to be 600,000 residents, but 600,000 travelers and tourists and all the rest. Traffic of 600,000. But now, Nasa Shul Yochid, it's no longer on the favorite tourist attraction, or people have left town because they want open areas because they're concerned about the virus and social distancing and all that, so they moved out of Manhattan, they moved to Boca Raton or to Eretz Yisrael or other places. So now there's no longer 600,000. It's a smaller community. Eima Arvin is cooler. You cannot put an Erev on the entire city. But what you have to do is Elim Kain Osa Chutzala Ki Er Chadosh Hashem Yehuda Sheyesh Bo Chamishim Diyurin Divi Reb Yehuda. You have to go and sever at least one neighborhood or one block. How large is that neighborhood or block? Like Ir Chadosha. Ir Chadosha is not a description of a new city, but rather, says Rashi, that was the name, new city. And as many of you know, not far from when you're going upstate and you're approaching Muncie, there is a city called New City. How large was New City in the times of our Mishnah? This new city in Yehuda had 50 diurim, 50 residents. Divrei Yehuda. So when you have an Ir Shurab, because of this concern, the people should realize, Rebbeisai, you know why you're carrying? Because there is an Erev, but otherwise you're not allowed to carry. The way you do that is, you sever one neighborhood, one section, and you say, Chevra, you have to make your own Erev, but you cannot carry from your neighborhood into Yerushalayim, or Yehuda, or the city that we're talking about, and the people that live in the big city, they cannot carry over to that neighborhood. They can have separate Erev, and that's fine. But you cannot do one Erev for the whole community. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Omer, he says, you don't have to be so drastic. 50 dirham, it's enough if you sever a small community of Gimel Chatzeres Shel Shnei Batim. Three courtyards that have two houses each, which means six houses altogether. That's enough if you sever it. What's, again, the inyan of the severing? Says Rashi, Shlo Tishtaka Teres Rishus Arabim. People should not forget that there is an inyan of Rishus Arabim, and that you have to go and make an Erev. And in fact, there is an Erev, and that's why I cannot carry from neighborhood A to neighborhood B. Just to go and make an emphatic statement that the only reason why we're allowed to carry is because of the Erev, but not because there's no dinim of carrying on Shabbos. People can get carried away. Therefore, you have to sever that portion. Okay, so that's the Mishnah that we just went through. But notice the beginning of the Mishnah says, if you have a smaller town, which has grown to a big city of over 600,000, then you can be Ma'ariv Eskula, even though presently there are more than 600,000. The second case is the other way around. It started off 600,000 and now it's diminished, and now it's down to 500,000 or 400,000. So ironically, the Mishnah says in the first case, even though we're more than 600,000, no problem, make an Erev of the whole city, the whole town, no problem. I'm not worried about Shloi Tishtakach. In the second case, however, where in fact it's less than 600,000 because it's diminished, there I'm concerned, oh, there are only 300,000 people left. Make sure you sever part of the city. It's ironic, it should be the other way around. So Rashi deals with this issue, and Rashi says in particular that the reason why in the first case, Ir Shel Yochid, V'Nasa Shel Rabim, you can be Ma'ariv Eskula, because the mindset of people is that people remember that this is an Ir Shel Yochid. And as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, this town or this city had the name of an individual, and according to the Rashba and the Ritva, and that's mashma from the next Shikul Gemara, in fact, it belonged to an individual, and initially he was renting out many, many, many apartments or houses. This was a wealthy real estate developer. He bought a huge plot of land, built a whole bunch of houses. Initially, it was an Ir Shel Yochid. You only had 50,000, 100,000, 200,000. But Baruch Hashem, he was very successful, and now they're more than 600,000. But people are still talking about it as being the Ir Shel Yochid. Because people are talking about Ir Shel Yochid, in the mindsets, the minds of people are still thinking about this as being less than a Rishus Harabim. So the fact that you go and make an Erev of the entire community, you don't have to worry about that people are going to forget about Rishus Harabim, because they're assuming there's no Rishus Harabim anyway, because I don't have 600,000. It's this small shtetl that is, you know, growing, Baruch Hashem, by leaps and bounds. On the other hand, if you start off shol rabbi, menasseh shol yochid, even though the population has diminished, Rashi says, in all likelihood, it will increase again, because you always have these different cycles in the economy and different cycles in building. So it went down from 600,000 to 500,000, but probably in a year or two, it's going to go back up again when the virus goes away, and social distancing will be then a historical footnote, and everybody's going to start moving back to Manhattan, and the rents are going to go up again in commercial space, and people will be working from the office and not virtually, and v'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli. And therefore, since it's going to be reinstated to its former glory as a major city, therefore, eima arvin es kula, because we don't want to shleitish takach toiris erev. So, if we look at the Gemara now, the Gemara will explain this in more detail. We started off the Mishnah by saying, Irshul Yochid Venasis Shel Rabin. Give me an example. Omer of Yehuda Kigoyin Diskarta Deresh Kalusa. Diskarta means the city, like the word Karta, Karta de Yerushalayim, the city of the Resh Kalusa. The Resh Kalusa was the exilarch, and he was the seat of government for the Jewish population in Bavel. They had something similar in Eretz Yisrael. They had the office of the Nasi, and the Nasi was second to the Resh Kalusa. The Resh Kalusa was higher than the Nasi in terms of power. Anyway, so that's the Ir Shel Yochid that grew and grew and became an Ir Shel Rab. Only Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman asked. Remember, Rav Nachman was the Chasna de Benesia. He was the son-in-law of the Resh Kalusa. And he asked, my time, why are you picking on this city of Resh Kalusa? Any city that belongs to anybody that started off small and has grown and grown, that's the case. What's the yichus of the Resh Kalusa? Says now Rav Nachman, Elaim is the reason why you're referring to the Resh Kalusa, Mishum, Tishchichi, Gabi Hurmana, Midkri Adodi, is the reason because you're concerned about Shloi Tishtakach, Toiras, Rishus Rabim, and Toiras Erev. You're afraid that there will be confusion, people will forget. And by the Resh Kalusa, you're not concerned. And that's why you say Ma'arvin is Kula. Why? Dishchich Gabi Hurmana. Because people are coming on a frequent basis. Hurmana. Hurmana in this case means power. What's the power of the Resh Kalusa? Says Rashi, if you needed various permits and things to be able to do, you had to get a permit from the Resh Kalusa. So Hurmana over here means governmental power. So since there's so many people that are standing in line and coming and going into the government offices of the Karta de Resh Kalusa, Mitkri Adadi, so they're going to strike up a conversation one with the other. This is talking about people standing online as opposed to people working on the computer online. So when people are standing online, so Yankel speak to Beryl and Beryl speak to Yankel, and among other things they're going to talk about will be, hey, you know that on Shabbos you're allowed to go and carry over here and there's one Eder for the whole city. How could that be? Didn't we learn that Shloi Tishtaka? No, you don't have to worry. Since this was originally an Ir Shel Yochid and now it's an Ir Shel Rabim, therefore they have not instituted this new rule and you can carry in every neighborhood. So Mitkri Adodi is going to be a lot of discussion and people will remember that there is a Tardis Rishus Rabim, there's a Tardis Erev, and it won't be forgotten. Says Rav Nachman, if that is the reason why you have identified Iskarta Resh Kalusa as the model case of Ir Shel Yochid, I don't understand. Kul Yisrael Nami Betzafa Deshabata Shchichi Gabi Hadodi. In any other city that started off small and now has grown and grown, on Shabbos morning, people are Shchich Gabi Hadodi because they are going to Shul, or Rashi says to a Shir Lishmoya Drosha. So people en route will talk about, are you allowed to carry? You're not allowed to carry. You're holding your talis. How come everybody else not holding the talis? Oh, do you have to worry about this neighborhood, that neighborhood? So there's going to be a lot of discussion about this. So it doesn't have to be Davka Iskarta Resh Kalusa, any city. And in fact, El Om Rav Nachman, I disagree with what Rav Yehuda said. Rav Kigoyin Diskarta did not Zui. Who is not Zui? Says Rashi, a name of a person. And Rashi says, anybody. In other words, you had a person by the name of Natsui. He was apparently a very wealthy real estate developer, and he developed a whole town and city. He started off small. It grew and grew and grew until it's now over 600,000. Lots and lots of Yidin Baruch Hashem. But since it started off small, we don't have to worry about the Shleitish Dak, Achtoiris Erev, because everybody's going to remind themselves by the fact that it still retains that name. It's called Natzui City. What do you mean Natzui City? There are already a million people that live here. It's Natzui City. Oh, Natzui City. Oh, it started off small and became big. That's why we allow for one collective Erev over the entire community, and we don't sever part of it, like we said at the end of the Mishnah, Ki'ir Chadosha, or the Gimel Chatzeres. Okay, Zokti Watan Rabban. We have now a Braisa, which expands a little bit on our Mishnah. Ir Shel Yochad. Again, you started off a small community belonging to Natzui, or anybody. V'nashe Shurabba, now it's grown. V'rishe Shurabba, V'veres Mesoicha. And in fact, you go down and you find that the major road in this year is Broadway. And Broadway is very wide. It has a Rishas Rabbah Veres Besoicha. Now, what means Rishas Rabbah Veres Besoicha? Says Rashi that it's in fact 16 Amos wide. So not only has the town grown to over 600,000 Nasa Shorabim, but you have a major Rishas Rabbah of 16 Amos wide. Ketzin Ma'arvin Oisa. What do you do now if you want to make an Erev? Because we said in our Mishnah, Ma'arvin is Kula. What do you do? Oisa lechi mikan velechi mikan oikoyre mikan vekoyre mikan venoisa noisa nebeemtza. Just make sure that the end of Broadway on one end put up a lechi, on the other end put up a lechi or a koyre, and then everything is done and everything is perfect and everything is great. As we'll see in the Gemara on the Amud Beis, this is not the majority opinion. This is the minority opinion of Reb Yehuda, and the Chachamim very, very much vehemently disagree. But this is Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the Brice, so we'll see Mitchum in the Amid base. Vein ma'arvin oisa l'chatzoyin. When you're making an Erev, you cannot go and split the community down the middle. Meaning, you have your major thoroughfare of Broadway. You cannot go and divide it up and say, let's make two separate Erevin. And when the Gemara uses the term Erev, when I use the term Erev, it's used somewhat loosely, because we really mean shitufei mevuais. Because if you're talking about a large city, there are a lot of individual houses. Around them, there is the chotzer. Around the chatzeros, you have a mavoi. Mavoi takes several chatzeros together. And then from the mavoi, you go into the shusaram. So really, you should be talking about shetufim mavois, as the Mefarshim explained. But the Mishnah and the Gemara use somewhat the term ma'arvin here a little bit loosely. It really means the shetufim mavois. Anyway, so let's talk about Broadway. Broadway, you have the west of Broadway and you have the east of Broadway. What happens if they wanted to divide it down the middle and have all the east siders carry on the east side with half of Broadway, and all the west siders take half of Broadway with them as part of their Erev, part of their Shetufim Avois? Says the Mishnah, you cannot do that. The reason why you cannot do that is because since there is Drisas Haregel, meaning the right of traffic from east to west and west to east, just because you put up an Erev and a Shetufim Mavois and you put away your matzis, etc., etc., but you're not prohibiting people from walking back and forth. So the traffic from the east towards the west and from the west towards the east, that destroys the integrity, if you will, of the two Erevin, and therefore that those two Erevin, that would not work. One would aser the other, one, the east siders would aser the west siders, and the west siders would aser the east siders. Ella oikula, if you want to, you have to go, again, we're talking about an ir shel yochid v'nasa shel rabim, we are allowed to do an Erev over the entire city, so you can do a kula, agam tishtot, the whole city, you make one large Erev. Or individual neighborhoods, individual mavois, you can go and do individual Erevin in each mavoi, individual shetufim mavois. And the Gemara is going to ask, Manishtana, why did you say that you cannot be ma'arav l'chatzoi? Because the east side is walked to the west side, and the west side walks to the east side. People walking from mavoi rishain to mavoi sheini, and mavoi sheini to mavoi rishain. What's the difference? We'll see Mitchum in the Amid Beis. But that's because we started off as an ir shel yachid. When I'm the Vahoyzah Shul Rabbim, Vahariyish Shul Rabbim, we start off with the Rabbim, and now it remains Rabbim. In other words, the builders of this city had huge, large plans, and when they started the city, it already had 600,000 travelers, and now it retains 600,000 travelers. Ah, on to the Amud Beis. Even though the Rosh Hashanah has 600,000. And it's wide, 16 amos wide, but it only has one Pesach. What means that it was only one Pesach? That's what we were talking about before, that you have Broadway that goes all the way from downtown Manhattan, all the way to upper Manhattan, to northern Manhattan. If there are doorways really means access to Manhattan from both ends, then that's what we call that it's totally mefulash, and you would not be able to be ma'arvit. Because that would be the third condition of Rosh Hashanah D'oraisa, the 600,000, the 16 amos, and mefulash. However, if it only has one Pesach, it's almost like a mavi sosim. It's not a mavi, it's a Rosh Hashanah. But if it's cut off on one side, then it's different than the Diglei Midbar. You look at the top Rashi, you can't go on both. You don't have two entrances and two exits from Broadway. Therefore, it's not similar to Diglei Midbar, and therefore, Ma'arvin is cooler. You could make an Erev of the entire city. Okay, so that's the end of the Braisa, and now the Gemara is going to examine virtually every word of the Braisa. We started early in the Braisa, if you had an Ir Shel Yochid, Benasas Shel Rabin, and you had a major Rosh Hashanah B'Soicha, you can be Ma'arav by putting a Lechi here and a Lechi there. Mantana de Ma'arav Rosh Hashanah B'Soicha, who holds that? Om Rav Huda B'Nei Rav Yeshua, Rav Yehuda Hi Desanya, Yes, Ken Om Rav Yehuda, Mi Sheyesh Lo Yishnei Bata B'Shnei Tzidur Rosh Hashanah B'Soicha, Ois Alechi Mikan, V'Alechi Mikan, Ekoyim Mikan, V'Koyim Mikan, V'Nois Anois Mi'Amtza. Now this is talking about a person that has two houses on the two sides of Rosh Hashanah B'Soicha, so therefore the Rosh Hashanah B'Soicha is going in between the two houses, no problem. Put up a lechi here, a lechi there, kaira here, kaira there. Everything is great. Amrulai, ein ma'av Rosh Hashanah bekach. Sorry, it doesn't work. You're talking about a Rosh Hashanah, you cannot go and make an Erev, even with lechis, even with tzuras haPesachs, a real Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't work. Ein omer aleph, we said it works. That price, it goes to Kodesh Rabbi Yehuda. It is not the majority opinion of the Rabban. Let's continue the braisa. If you had this town that was originally Shel Yochid, the Nasis Shel Rabim, you cannot split it down the middle, east siders and west siders. That's only if you're talking La'arka. So what means La'arka? Again, like we said in the Amud Aleph, let's assume, for argument's sake, that the entire roadway from South Manhattan to North Manhattan, take an arbitrary number, 200 blocks from beginning to end. And again, to the right of it, depending whether you're traveling northward or southward, to the right is east side, to the left is west side, or vice versa. Fine. Said the Mishnah, said the Braisa, if you want to go and divide up the city between east siders and west siders, east siders will have their sheet of mavois, their Erev, and the west siders will have theirs, no good. Why no good? Because of the foot traffic that goes from east side to west side to east side, they will aser one another. However, says Rapapa, L'rachpa, if you want to go and cut it at street 100, 100th street, the bottom 100 blocks from 0 to 100, that would be one Erev. From 100 to 200, that will be a separate Erev. That would be permissible. And the question is, Manishtana, what's the difference between one and the other? Says the Gemara, or says Rashi, the reason is because when you have a major thoroughfare like Broadway, you cannot tell the east siders, don't walk over here, because it belongs to the west side. You can't say to the west siders, don't walk over here, it belongs to the east side. Everybody uses this common major thoroughfare for their daily traffic, their daily affairs going back and forth. So you cannot go and split that down the middle. So if you're going to go make an Erev over here and an Erev over there, meaning the east side or west side, then each one, the foot traffic from the east side walking onto Broadway, onto the second half, which is west side Broadway, and the west siders, if they're going to walk on the east side of Broadway, they're going to aser one another since they made their each one their own independent Erev. If you want to be able to go and carry, you have to make one collective Erev for the entire city, which normally you can't with Rosh Hashanah. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can. And remember, we're talking about Ir Shel Yochid, V'Nasas Shel Rabim, where the rules are a little bit more lenient. But that's when you're talking about the orka. The rachba, you can be ma'arvit, and the reason why you can be ma'arvit is because we're talking about that it is mafulash, that there are entranceways on both sides. So the people that live from 100th Street to 200th Street, they could go and, in a sense, cut off and break off from the union and say, we're making a brand new town of northern Manhattan, and we have access in and out of Manhattan from our northern Pesach. The people who live in southern Manhattan, below 100th Street, they can also make their own individual Erev, because they also have access to Broadway and to the city from the Pesach, from the opening at the beginning of Manhattan. And therefore, each one makes like two separate towns, if you will, and that's why that would be permissible according to our Papa. Amra Papa li Amra el Orka av le Rachba Ma'arva. Says, Imar Kiman l'choyr do l'ikr b'kiva. D'ikr b'kiva Amar regel ha-muteres b'mkoyma oiseres afili sheloim b'mkoyma. Now Rabbi Kiva's case is talking about shtei chatzeres zu lefnim mizu. What does that mean? It means in New York they refer to that as a railroad apartment. Railroad apartment means that you can only go to an inner room by passing through an outer room. Yes, it's true that this apartment has three bedrooms, but to get to the inner bedroom, you have to walk through a master bedroom, which obviously is very inconvenient and can take away from people's privacy. Here we're not talking about bedrooms, we're talking about chatzeres. To get to my chatzer, I have to go through somebody else's chatzer. That's my only access to my chatzer. So that would be the chatzer hapanimi, and the person who I'm going through is the chatzer hachitzoini. Okay? So now the question is, can each one of these chatzeres make their own independent Erev on Shabbos? Says Rebbe Kiva, the regla mumteres bim koyma, that means if you were to make an Erev on the inner chatzer, and the inner chatzer people and the outer chatzer people for some reason had a dispute, and they didn't see eye to eye, and they made each one their own separate Erev, then the people in the inner chatzer, who are muteres b'mkoyma, they have the right to go and carry in their chatzer because they made an Erev. Oiseres, it would ask a shaloi b'mkoyma on the outer chatzer that you couldn't go and carry there because you have the foot traffic which is allowed to go in from the panimi. There has to be a right of access, otherwise you would never be able to live in that chatzer ha-panimi. And therefore, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Kiva, if the inner guys made an Erev, they would aser on carrying to the outer people if they didn't make a joint Erev together. That's why it's so important for Jews to have a unity. The outer chatzer and the inner chatzer should have been merged into one, but they didn't. And therefore, the inner chatzer people, they would aser on carrying on the outer people. The outer people would not aser on the inner people because the outer people have no right to go into the inner chatzer unless they got permission. So zokti mar. So lechoyra omer papa leomar and elal learka am lerach b'ma'arvin kiman the loyker b'kiva diker b'kiva omer regular muteres b'mkayma oiseres afilu shloim b'mkayma. So what the Gemara is saying is, since the southern Manhattan people are allowed to continue walking north of 100th Street, and the northern Manhattan people are allowed to walk below 100th Street, so even though each one made their own Erev in their Mokoyim, regla b'teres b'mkoyma, it aser shaloi b'mkoyma. L'choy, the foot traffic from the southerners onto the northerners, and from the northerners onto the southerners, that should destroy the Erev. Yet Rapapa says, l'rochba me'arvin. See, it's l'choy d'loy kereba kiva. Every more now, I feel the same Rabbi Kiva can go according to Rabbi Kiva. Ad kan the kamer b'kiva hasam ele b'shtei chatzei rezulef n'mezu. The penim is less la pischa achrina. The people in the inner chatzer have no other way of getting in and out except by helicopter. Otherwise, they have a right of way, and that's their exclusive right of access and way of access through the chitzoyna. Aval hacha, hani nafki b'hai pischa, b'hani nafki b'hai pischa. Here, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that splitting up the town into two separate Erev in north and south would work. Why? Because the northern people want to get into Manhattan. They have their Pesach at North Manhattan, at 200th Street. The people that live in southern Manhattan, they have their access to Manhattan from 0th Street, from 1st Street. So therefore, you don't automatically say the regular hamuteris bim koima oiseres shaloi bim koima. Only the case of two chateres, because there's no other means of access, entry, or exit. So they have to have a right of way through the chitzayim. But in our case, since you have Pesach lekan and Pesach lekan, Rebbe Kiva could agree. Ikriyami, another version. Omra papa loin table arka hudlem ivan. Don't say that you're only not allowed to make two separate eruvin le'arka, that's the east side and the west side. Avul rochbam arvin, but you can make two separate eruvin, 100 street and north, and 100 street and south. Avul rochbam nami loy ma'arvin. L'chayr why kiman l'chayr k'Rabbi Kiva? Because that's what Rabbi Kiva said before, that a regular hamuteres b'mkayma oiseres shaloi b'mkayma. Says, well, no. I feel the time of Rabbanan. It could even go according to Rabbanan. Ah, can the come Rabbanan hossam? That what? That in regel habuteris bim koima does not aser chitzoi. Ele b'shtei chatzei rezul of numizu de pnimis achado l'dasha u'mishtam shom. When you have two separate chatzeirois, the outside people can say, at least conceptually, to the inside people, you know what? We, the outside guys, want to be able to carry on Shabbos. Do us a favor. Excuse me. Close up the door between the inner and the outer chatzer, and you fellas make your own minyan, have your own besmedesh, have your own mikveh, have your own shiurim, have your own erev, and you do your own thing over Shabbos. And we'll do our own thing over Shabbos. So, theoretically, one could do that, and therefore the people inside have nothing to do with the outside, at least for Shabbos. That being the case, it won't be a situation of the regel hamuteres bim koima oiseres, and that's why the people in the chitzen will be able to carry on their own. Aval hacha, in the case of a rishus rabin, mi motzi mesalki rishus rabin mi hacha, can the northerners tell the southerners, or the eastsiders tell the westsiders, no, don't go beyond the 100th street, or don't go from the east side to the west side. After all, this is public property. You can't go and close it up and say, only stay there, don't go over here. So it could very well be that even the Rabbanan would agree that you can neither be ma'arav le'orka nor le'rachba. Everything is awesome because of the regel, even if it's muteris bimkoima, you could carry in the north, or you could carry in the east. But because you have the right of traffic into the west or into the south, you destroy the sanctity of their Erev, or the integrity of their Erev, and vice versa, the people from the west, or from the south, destroy the integrity of the Erev on the other side. So, it's not only Rabbi Kiva, but even the Rabbanan could agree with this statement and with this halach. Amamah, we continue going through the Braisa, and the Braisa says, Oikula on mavi mavi bifnei atzmai. We said if you have an Irshul Yochid, which became an Irshul Rabim, don't go and make a, don't split it down the middle, li'orka, or according to our papa, second Ikka the Amri, even l'rochba. Why? Because one side will aser on the other side. But rather, oikula, make one shetuf mavoyis for the whole city. Oy mavi mavi fnei atzmai, each individual mavi in each neighborhood, you can make a separate eruv. Freiti mar, maishna dul chatzoyim duloy. Why did you say that if you split the city down the middle, you cannot do such an eruv? The Asri Hadodi, because the foot traffic from right to left and left to right, from east to west and west to east, etc., destroys the eruv. Movi Mavi, Nami Asri Hadodi. People that live in Movi X are allowed to walk on Shabbos to Movi Y, and people in Movi Y are allowed to walk to Movi X. Why doesn't that destroy the Shetufe Mavois or the eruv of that Movi? You're absolutely right. The fact that there's foot traffic from the other neighborhood would destroy the integrity of the Erev to be able to carry locally. The reason why over here it's permissible is because they make a daka. What's a daka? Says Rashi, they make a small door at the beginning of the Mavi. Normally the Mavi is mafulash, open, everybody can come and go as they wish. No, each Mavi built, Rashi says, a Pesach Nomuch Perosh Kamavi, some symbolic doorway. The purpose of this doorway was not really to prohibit people from coming in and going out, but really is to go and identify this Mavi as being a separate legal entity on its own. And therefore, because they made the dakla pischai, then that's the reason why you could make separate eruvin, one for each individual. Mavi Rashi says the goli adaitayu, by putting up this doorway, by putting up this pesach, then they are megaladas listaluke kolchad mechabre. Then each one wants to have their own independent existence. Not that they close the door and prevent people from actually walking in. It's more of a symbolic thing that people are saying, we're on our own, and therefore we're able to go and carry within our dalaramis, within our mavi. And in fact, v'chi hodi omer of idi bar avin omer of chizda, echvem neimovi she'osa dakla pischoi, if they put up such a dakla, such a doorway, and he oiso b'nei mavi, it doesn't aser on other b'nei mavi, because of the fact that he's megaladas, that he is mistalik, that he is removing himself from the picture. Okay, hoise sharabim barihi rabim, we said in the braisa, then you could not do that unless it had two psach on one pesach, but if it had two psachim on both sides, you cannot be ma'arif. Now the Gemara tells us a story. Rabzeira orva lemasa deber pchia, v'leishavik lo shiur. Back in our Mishnah, we said that if you have a big city of over 600,000, it started off 600,000, ended off 600,000, what's the halacha? Then you have to sever part of the city and don't include it in your erev, right? Ki'ir chadosha sheb Yehuda, or according to Reb Shimon, three chatzeres of two batim each. Reb Zeir, however, he came to the town of Reb Chia, and he made an erev for the whole city, and he didn't leave over anything. Didn't you learn on Mishnah that you have to sever one neighborhood? Reb Zeir said, Sabi dido amri li, the elders who live in the town told me, that Reb Chia bar Asi ma'arif kula, that in the previous years, Reb Chia bar Asi, he had been ma'arif the whole town, and nobody said anything wrong. And if this was done previously, so sounds like it's fine. Says now Reb Zeir, Vamina, and I assumed that the reason is Shmamina Irshu Yachem Nasha Rabbani. Presumably this city started off small, and it grew and grew and grew. And then our Mishnah said, then you don't have to go and sever any part of the town. It's only if it was initially an Irshu Rabbim, but not if it was initially an Irshu Yachid. Amalei, so Abaya answered Reb Zeir, Lididi Omru Li Hanoi Sabi, I spoke to the same elders, and I asked them some more details. And they told me, Hahi Ashba Havala Michad Gisa, Bahashtad Ifanyalo Ashba, Havala Kishne Psacha Mi Oser. They told me that that's not the reason. It was really always an Ir Shul Rabim, and remained an Ir Shul Rabim. You know why we didn't have to sever? Because we said on the top line of our Omid Beis, the Ein Lo Ela Pesach Echad Mav'arav Nefkula. If you only have one Pesach, it's not mafulash like Digle Midbar, then you can go and make such an Erev. And they said, at one point, in fact, there was only one Pesach, because the second Pesach, you could not travel, because it was full of a major, major Ashba. No one was able to get through that side of the city. So if you wanted to get from one end of Manhattan to the other, that was fine. But to leave Manhattan, you had to go through the southern way, not through the northern way, because this Ashba was an effective traffic jam and dam, like they did in Fort Lee a couple of years ago. One of the governors there, as you'll recall, the traffic couldn't move for hours and hours because they blocked everything. And therefore, that's the reason why you could make an Erev at that time. But Hashdi Panula Ashba, now they remove that Ashba, and therefore you're not allowed to make an Erev in the entire community. You have to sever part of it. I didn't know. Don't scream at me, Abai. I didn't know. And therefore, now that you told me, we're going to have to sever a community, a neighborhood from this city. We're talking about if you have two psachim on both sides, allowing for access on both sides. What happens if you didn't have two psachim? One side had a pesach and the other side had a sulam. In other words, there was a wall there, but you could go and climb over the wall because there was a ladder. Ladder on both sides, you climb up and you climb down. Is that deemed to be like two psachim or not? Amalei Hachi Amarav, Sulam Toiris Pesach Olav, you have a ladder, it's deemed to be just like a Pesach. So therefore you have two Pesachim on both sides, and you would not be able to go and make an Erev of that city, because it's totally mafulish on both sides. Omer Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Ami Barada, Harpanoah, or boy, he said to Rabba, he said, Hachi Amarav, Amalu Rav Nachman, Loi Tzitzilei, what you just heard now is not accurate. Don't listen. Because Hachi Amar Rav Adabar Amar Rav, Sulam Teres Pesach Olav Teres Machitza Olav. It depends. Sometimes Sulam has a din of Teres Pesach, and sometimes a Sulam has a din of Teres Machitza. Teres Machitza Olav Kidamarim. In our case, where you have a Sulam on one end, that's a Machitza. Since it's a Machitza, you only have one entranceway to the city, and therefore you can make an Erev. So Rav Nachman is being makel and saying a Sulam is not deemed to be a Pesach, it's a Machitza, you only have one Pesach, you can make an Erev, it's fine. It does have a din of Teres Pesach Olav, Besulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. Whenever you have two Chatzeres, and the two Chatzeres people want to make either individual Erevin for each Chatzer, or to be able to carry from one Chatzer to the other. Says the Gemara that Sulam has a status just like a Pesach. Rotsu Echad Me'arev, Rotsu Shnai Me'arev. If they wanted, they can get together and make one Eder for both Chatzeres. And if they wanted, they can have separate ones. Because this is a flexible Pesach in the form of a Sulam. So, for certain purposes, it's a Pesach. For certain purposes, a Mechitza. But for purpose of a large city, it's like a Mechitza. And therefore, you could make an Eder on the entire city. Because it's not Mefulish Mishnei Tzedodim, only from one side. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Mitchell, continue tomorrow, again at 7 o'clock in a Gita Shul. And I wish everybody a good Moed and a wonderful day.
7 a.m., yes?
7 a.m. tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Mitchell, bright and early. Zeit gesund, Zeit gewünscht.